Chris Jameson's going to join us live here in the studio. We're going to find out more about him. He's going to play for us. So we'll head over now to Studio 2A. Take it away, Chris Jameson.
Oh, here we go.
Glory in the land of the brave and free, cutting corners at the drop of a dime, passing the buck on down the line. It's Black Friday in Bangladesh. Oh, they lock the door, buildings burning. Say, keep working. Some making a month of 12-hour days. We're making an hour at minimum wage. Turning the blind eye for the boss and that bottom line. It's Black Friday in Bangladesh. Oh, they lock the doors, buildings burning. Say, keep working. Sleeping with the TV on, dreaming through the dream gone wrong. Same number on every door, 1984. It's Black Friday in Bangladesh. Oh, they lock the door, buildings burning. Oh, they spend their whole lives working for our savings. And we're sleeping with the TV on, dreaming through the dream gone wrong. Same number on every door,
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. You just heard Chris Jameson live in Studio 2A with the song Sleeping with the TV On, and that's off of the same titled release. Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Thanks so much for having me. What a great space.
Thanks.
Yeah. And your flowers are blooming out front.
Yep.
I followed my nose here.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. The flowers out front really attract all of the butterflies. It's like the perfect setting for them. So sometimes outside it's really just got them all flying around. It's beautiful. And it's supposedly going to get a little cooler.
I keep hearing that.
Chris, where are you from?
I'm originally from Texas, where I've heard that for a long time there too.
Yeah.
Never really does. Summer and then almost summer.
And
back
most
to summer.
Most recently you were living in Austin.
Uh-huh.
And from I'm hearing that you've moved here, that you're transplanted yourself.
As of April Fool's Day,
uh-huh,
moved up to the Verde Valley, and a really unique opportunity to live and work off the grid up there and play, uh-huh, music full time, and couldn't pass that up.
Wow, that's very cool.
It is cool. I'm excited.
I wasn't really sure when you and I first started emailing whether you were on your way to moving here or you'd already moved here, so that's good to know that.
Yeah, since April 1st, it's been really, really nice. It's a beautiful area, and I'm learning that this state is just endless, endless with its hikes and beauty and biospheres.
Yeah. Awesome. How many, have you played quite a few gigs since you got here?
I have. I've been able to kind of keep a steady routine going with the local venues up in the area in the Verde Valley with the vineyards and the bars and a couple other just kind of music venues and kind of getting things rolling and getting settled. But this is my first time to Tucson, and I've got some shows down here, and I'm real excited.
Awesome. Tonight the show's at Monterey Court, and then tomorrow night at Borderlands Brewery.
Yes.
So when did you first start playing music?
Really kind of when I was about 17. My parents split up when I was a kid, and my stepdad is English. Mm-hmm. And in London, where I lived for my last years of high school, I made some really good friends who were playing guitar and didn't really mind too much if I hung around and strummed along and learned some chords. And that's kind of when it started coming together. Mm-hmm. I started writing songs as soon as I could play a C and a G chord.
Right.
And I haven't made it too much further. I got a couple other chords.
Got a D
under
in
my,
there, maybe.
Yeah. And that last one had one of my favorites, an E minor.
Yeah, that's absolutely my favorite.
Yeah, a real good one.
Yeah. Those minor chords are always so sweet. So is this your first release, Sleeping with the TV On?
This is the fourth release. Mm-hmm. All the records are on iTunes. They're also, you can check them all out on chrisjamesonmusic.com. This is a 5-song EP. Finished it up in Austin just before I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of fantastic musicians are on all the records. And this one was all done in Austin, Texas, with a good friend of mine, Sebastian Cure.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is the newest release, but this is the fourth one.
And do you, when you record them, are these full studio releases, or are these kind of home recordings?
These are all full studio records. All four of the records are full studio outings. They usually begin with me in my basement or whatever I've got at the time with my recording gear, telling myself that this one's just going to be me and the guitar, and
right.
then by the end of it, it's...
Full string section.
A full... blown record, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I try to hold on and let go at the same time.
And what's the ultimate goal, do you think? I mean, you're not signed to a label, right?
Right.
So would that be a goal for you?
Sure. You know, I think my goals are cool, but I tend to think more along the lines of intention than goals. And my intention is just to write really good songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everything else flows from that.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at with that.
Well, the new release is called Sleeping with the TV On, and I'm really glad that you reached out to me. We're going to hear another song in a second. One of the things is, you know, we get tons of CDs in here.
I'm sure.
And a lot of times when they're from artists that are unsigned, we take a listen, and it might just not be radio ready. But Duncan, our music director, and I both listen to the CD, and it's really terrific. And that's why I ask about the ultimate goal, because it really, to me, I was surprised that you're not on a label. The songwriting is so good, and the quality of the recording is really good as well. And I think maybe Duncan had mentioned, let me ask you this. Who do you think you get compared to?
Well, the most often I hear Paul Simon, but
Well, that's why I asked you that, because that's what we had heard in reading some reviews, but we don't hear that either.
Yeah, I never really did either.
But there is this, what I love about, especially this release, is there is sort of a 70s singer-songwriter quality to it. Does that make sense? Maybe in the production a little bit, maybe in your vocals. And so maybe that's where that's sort of coming from.
Yeah, I think they tend to lean to that more because of the vocals than the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Songwriting, I like Paul Simon, but he's certainly not my favorite. I mean, Jackson Browne, I think, mm-hmm. and Leonard Cohen and Townes Van Zandt are all people whose songwriting
comes to mind first for you.
Yeah, whose songs really make me want to write songs like they write.
Cool. Well, what are you going to play for us next?
Well, we just had Veterans Day a couple days ago, and I'm going to do another song off of the new EP. This is a song called Joseph. About 6 years ago, I heard a story about a young vet that came back to the States and just wasn't the same. And I remember being real struck by the situation and the story and how he'd lost his life here. And after coming back from one of our wars in the Middle East, and I remember being real struck by it at the time and writing a song and not really thinking too much about it. And then as 6 years went by, that storyline became everyday news. And when it came time to record the newest recording, I couldn't, I had to put it down. Mm-hmm. So this is a song called Joseph off Sleeping with the TV On.
They say Joseph never came home, though he had been home for a while. They took his picture and they put it on show, that one that always made him smile. He just couldn't let it go. He was there when he shut his eyes. And though Joseph made it home, he was still lost in the fight. And we may still dream needs. He pulled a child from a fire. He said that it was all that he could do. The picture that it took of it made him smile. All painted up in red, white, and blue. Joseph never came home, though we had been home for a while. He went down in El Paso, just another child in the fire, just another child in the fire.
KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. You just heard Chris Jameson live in Studio 2A with the song Joseph. That's on his latest release, Sleeping with the TV On. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Also, I'm going to be at Sacred Machine on Saturday night from 7 to 9.
We love those guys.
Yeah, they're super cool, and I appreciate them having me. And thanks so much for having me here on the radio.
This
is a great spot.
Thanks. When you do your writing, do you write lyrics or melody first?
It depends. You know, kind of the interesting thing, thing that keeps me interested in writing songs is it's always different.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to the point where I try my hardest not to lose a lyrical idea. If it comes up, I used to tell myself, well, if it's good, you won't forget it. Well, I don't know about that.
Right.
I've done a little bit of damage to my don't forget it button.
Okay.
But So I'll write it down.
Yeah.
But melody ideas are usually the best. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, what you got a great song you love to hear, you could sing any words to that song,
yeah.
You know. So that's usually the stronger song, mm-hmm. I find. And then when you can combine it with some words that are good, then you're on to something.
Mm-hmm. Will you tour? Or are you going to stick around tour regionally or nationally? What's the next plan?
Yeah. So I'm here in Tucson, and then I'll be down in the wine country this weekend, mm-hmm. playing at a couple vineyards, Flying Leap on Saturday, and then Keith Joshua on Sunday, and then, so I'm going to do the regional thing for a while. I'm doing a little tour in New Mexico and Colorado in February, and then more of a bigger tour in June.
Great.
Of whoever will have me.
Okay. The show again tonight at Monterey Court from 6 to 9, Chris Jameson. Where's the website folks can get more information?
ChrisJamesonMusic.com, and that's Jameson with an I.
All right. We'd love to hear one more song.
You got it. Thanks again so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Another song off of the EP.
Everybody's watching, but nobody's seeing. Everybody's buying, but nobody's believing in the truth they found. See them swaying like the corn, bruised like the peach, born under the sword out of love's reach. They don't dare make a sound, waiting at the carousel, waiting at the carousel for that horse to come around. It's that television gospel's eager belief, waiting in line with their lucky numbers in Lottery Town. I see them bleeding out the blues, bleeding out the reds. We bleeding till we're white and light in the head, sinking down. Waiting at the carousel, waiting at the carousel for our horse to come. Ain't it easy go? Ain't it up and down? Do the do-si-do to that calliope sound. We're waiting at the carousel, waiting at the carousel for our horse to come. Still turning, but I don't know for how long. The calling calls me to stay, but I know I don't belong. Waiting at the carousel, waiting at the carousel, I won't. Waiting. Won't be waiting at the carousel for my horse to come round. Ain't it always just around the corner or just around the bend? Every place we're going, just exactly where we've been. Ain't it always just around the corner or just around the bend? Place we're going is just exactly where we've been. Oh, it's just around the corner, just around the bend.